Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 130, or so I think. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht. Once again, plummeting deep inside the muffin.
Wow, you just like jumped the gun on me again. Surprised me.
I jumped the gun. Well, I tried the sound already several times.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention, so it kind of surprised me.
I mean, you're not running the controls for the sound anymore, so I just I guess I don't have to give you the 2-1. Would you prefer that I give you the 2-1?
I would still like the 2-1 because
I don't know.
You
I kind of like catching you off guard.
All right.
I mean, I guess I could. I could pretend like I'm a nice, caring guy.
Yeah.
At least for a little bit, maybe.
For a bit.
We'll see.
Just for like, just a 2-1 that's too hard.
That is pretty difficult. But I like just starting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcasters, I know at least Mark Maron, the comedian, his WTF with Mark Maron, he'll start a conversation.
We could do the Wayne's World thing where they do the countdown. Remember that part?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say, Maron, he doesn't even let him know that he started recording.
They just start
talking. Yeah.
That's a good idea. You should do that and then play the music.
Yeah. Well, what I could do, I mean, if we really wanted to, but then I'd have to turn around and it would work, make it much easier if I had mics still at home and everything, but I could do a monologue at the beginning and then play the music for that.
No.
Like after I record the podcast. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't have microphones and soundboard at home. And
it's getting a little cold in the muffin hole.
It's been single digits.
Yeah.
And stuff. But it's going to get warmer next weekend. It's supposed to be.
I saw a video of somebody locally doing that, that hot water thing and then throwing up in the air.
Oh, yeah? Did they burn themselves?
No, but it looked fucking badass.
Yeah?
I'd like to try it.
Yeah, I'll probably go
overboard
in the 40s.
And do like a cooler and like climb out my window.
Yeah?
Probably hurt myself. So you know me, I like to go overboard.
Imagine if somebody was down there and got hit by that.
Just
a big sheet of ice that just like frozen and just like...
Well, pretty much vaporizes almost.
I thought it turns to ice.
No.
You sure?
No, it's like a big old fucking cloud.
So I thought it turned to ice.
No.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
Nope.
But, well, I guess you're just going to have to try it. Well,
yeah, I guess I am.
What would make it vaporize? I know it would freeze.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if vaporize is the correct term, but...
Is this how we're going to create a teleporting?
No, I'm gonna fucking bring it
I've
up.
I've watched the videos before.
Okay, so it's not ice. It's like a cloud almost formation. Yeah. Awesome shit.
Yeah. But there was a... You brought my attention to this story earlier.
The robbery?
Yeah, the robbery. Mm. There was a... Over in Washington, Missouri, my hometown.
It's like, how fucking stupid do you have to be to go and rob
a
place with an ankle bracelet?
Well, the story is there's a game place where you buy and you can buy and sell used video games. And, well, they have new games, too. And
is that what they do at those
game
places?
Depot. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
You're a hilarious guy, but I'm describing to anybody that might be listening to where obviously you know all the details of the story, but to anybody that would be listening and not have a clue what the fuck we're talking about,
I figured. Like game store, video game store. I'll be quiet.
It's a game store that could be like a D&D.
Well, what if you put video game store?
Well,
just trying to have a civilized talk here. Calm down.
Just trying to give a little detail.
All right, buddy.
That's how I like to do.
It's your show. Continue to read the article. Thank you.
Are you good? Maybe you should read the article.
No,
I mean,
good.
You seem to be better at this.
I'm not good. I'm just good at interrupting.
All right. I'll just read the fucking article. How about that? This is from KSDK's website. Ooh. We made some St. Louis news off this.
Hell yeah.
A man and a woman were taken into custody Thursday night and charged Friday after a Washington, Missouri video game store. That's how they described it. So it's obviously I was wrong.
There you go.
To describe putting too much detail. The video game store was robbed at gunpoint. Police say they were able to apprehend them quickly because the male has an ankle monitoring device equipped with GPS.
Dipshit.
Chief Kenneth Hahn says around 2 p.m. Thursday, a woman entered Game Depot in the 500 block of East Fifth Street wearing a hat and covering her face. She looked around and left the store. Police think she may have left because there was a customer inside the store. A few minutes later, a man walked in and sold two video games to the store. No customers were in the store, and the man left. A few minutes later, the woman returned, still covering her face, showed a handgun, and announced a robbery.
I wonder how'd she, like, is that how she announced it? Like,
I'm imagining, like,
robbery.
I'm imagining, like, a Pulp Fiction step. This is a robbery, you motherfuckers all get on the floor. This is one of those kind of Honey Bunny situations.
I don't really picture that. I just picture something really
unprofessional. Well, seeing a picture of her, yeah.
Very unprofessional.
But I would hope that she
would be nice to think something like
I
that.
I would hope,
you know,
that she would have raised her voice at least a little bit, and hopefully she would have at least watched Pulp Fiction.
I wonder if she done like a very subtle.
She's only
nice,
like 20, though.
21.
So probably 21, yeah. Was it? Anyway. Hahn says the store owner grabbed the suspect's gun and struggled with her. During the struggle, the owner grabbed his own gun, which was strapped to his body, and struck the woman in the head with his weapon.
Pistol whip the bitch.
Yeah, what's great, too, is the store owners, I believe they're Korean. I'm not 100% on this, but I want to say that.
I think you're just saying they're Korean because you're into the Korean.
No, I've literally heard before that they're Korean. I don't remember. It's been years that they've had a store in the town. I heard from somebody they're Korean. I've known people that have gone there plenty of times. I went there when they first opened up.
They're Korean.
We'll say, I mean, I don't know for 100%. Maybe they're Filipino. Maybe they're from New Jersey. But they're small. It's a married couple. They're Asian. You know, I don't recall either one of them being very large or anything. They don't look intimidating, and they're always very nice.
They probably have black belts.
But, So the owner pistol whips this woman in the head.
Bam.
Just pow. And then the suspect dropped her gun and her hat fell off, showing her blonde hair. Hahn says the owner's wife grabbed the suspect by her hair to keep her from running away, but she was able to break free, leaving her gun behind.
Typical of two women fighting.
Cat fight.
Grab the hair.
The owner's wife was left with a clump of the woman's hair, which cut her fingers during the pulling.
Nice.
That's a hard fucking pull, man. Police say the woman ran behind the businesses and to a dark vehicle parked behind Twisted Fish Bar.
The Korean woman probably didn't have that good of a grip on it because she probably had her nails all done. Didn't want to mess them up.
Really? You think Korean women do a lot of the nails?
They have a lot of shops. I don't know if they're Korean, but they're Oriental. But I'm sorry.
Well, obviously she had a pretty good hold, man. She ripped it out of her fucking head and it ripped her own hand. I'm not going to go and say that she didn't have a good grip. I mean, so officers responded to the scene and were able to identify the man who sold the video games prior to the robbery as 20-year-old Oscar Rivera. They suspected he was involved in the crime and identified the female suspect as his girlfriend, 21-year-old Sierra J. Rungart. Hahn says both suspects are from New Haven, Missouri, which is just a lovely little town.
Do they have a spelling of that name?
Yeah, look here.
I'm going to try to type it into Facebook.
See if you can find them. This will be good.
See what their friends are saying right now.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and spell it for me.
Well, just look at it right here. You got it right here. I don't need to be spelling this stuff out. We can multitask, as it were. Oh, you're going to... He's going to... you got this here. It should hopefully just be able to type in a few letters, I would think. Well, you are really intently looking at this. you almost got this here?
It's not bringing up.
It's not bringing anything up? Did you check the girl or did you check the guy?
The girl. Why would I do the guy?
You never know. He could have been bragging about him. I'm about to run up Game
That's
Depot.
Very true.
This guy doesn't seem to be too intelligent. Police say Rivera is under GPS ankle monitoring because of a previous robbery he is believed to have taken part in.
Idiot.
Believed to be. I love that. How do you get a ankle bracelet for robbery you are believed to have taken part in? It sounds like he was probably charged in that.
You already failed without a bracelet. Why are you going to try it again with one?
Yeah. When detectives inspected the data associated with the device, they determined he was in the area of the store at the time of the crime. No shit. Around 8:15 p.m., investigators tracked Rivera's ankle device to Interstate 44 at Highway 141, so I guess right there in Fenton. So officers waited at Highway 100 just within Washington city limits to stop him as he headed back into town. Then, of course, they pulled over Rivera and... That of course the vehicle matched what was at the crime, shocker, and both of them were taken into custody. Their gun, of course, was recovered, and her hat. That's nice. She'll be able to get that when she comes out.
Not the gun though.
Yeah, Han says she had cuts on her head and dried blood in her hair. She was taken to an area hospital for treatment. Police say both suspects confessed to the robbery and their one-year-old child was in the car during the robbery. How sweet. It's a family affair, really. Officers contacted DFS. Both River and Rungart are charged with first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, and endangering the welfare of a child. If you would like to bail them out, it's only a $100,000 cash bond. Cash-only bond. There's no... no checks. No, no seal, or, you know, nothing like that. Maybe a traveler's check. I hear that's as good as cash.
I mean, how much do they really expect to steal from that place?
I know. Everything that, I would imagine most of the transactions in a place like that are probably having them via debit card or credit card.
They've got a standard amount that they keep in the register, but it's not
maybe
much.
A couple hundred bucks. Yeah.
You would get more as a burglary than a robbery.
Yeah.
Take all the games in the middle of the night. Fuck the cash.
Steal all the PS4s and the Xbox 360s and all that shit. Or the Xbox Ones.
The
sorry,
cash in the drawer is shit compared to that.
Yeah. He probably got more from selling those two used games than they would have gotten
$10.
From stealing.
Probably about 10 bucks.
Yeah.
If they're really old games, four piece, three maybe. That's always. Have you ever done that? It's so depressing.
What, steal while I've got?
No,
a,
take your games into a place.
No,
to trade them in
I always
or
hold
sell.
Into my games. Really? I've got like a ridiculous amount.
It's very depressing.
Yeah, well, it's better than I guess them just sitting around not being played.
Yeah.
Like what games? Are these games that you really loved and you were taking them in and awesome?
No,
bestsellers.
Well, I bought it, so I played it. I enjoyed it.
But you overpaid for it, is what you're saying.
No, it's when you take those games into that place.
I get you there, but what I'm saying is you probably paid. This is a game maybe you paid $60 for.
I haven't paid $60 for a video game in a very long time.
Is Misha shitting herself again?
No, very possible.
Very possible. Oh, that's a horrible smell. Yeah. But that's just great that he had he had a fucking LoJack on his foot. And you're supposed to get like an okay to go anywhere to do that. Much like
well,
he would have had
actually
to,
sometimes it's a some, perimeter or
oh,
well
it?
A certain amount.
Yeah. Of, perimeter?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying.
But if he was already involved with the robbery, I mean, I'm thinking he probably so I know most people I've known that have been on a LoJack, like they have to, you have to let them know exactly when you're going to work and all that kind of shit. And like you have to have a schedule.
Well, yeah.
And if you go to the gas station in the morning because you want something to eat, like you're in shit, you violated your parole or whatever you want to fucking call it. But this idiot. And he's wearing a KFC shirt in his mugshot, which is great. So I'm guessing he probably works at KFC, or he's
at
a big
cancer?
Fan, of, or yeah, cancer, or he's a big fan of the Colonel's chicken. I don't know, or both. I mean,
could
I guess,
be. Or he can. Who knows?
Makes me want to go over to KFC again and just like, hey, that you guys know Oscar?
I've been trying to find him. He's missing.
He was supposed to get, he was going to sell me some video games. He was going to give me that new Call of Duty for like $10.
I remember a certain person that used to work with us that was a klepto.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was a cousin of somebody that we used to party with all the time.
Okay.
He went off to the military.
I'm pretty sure. Wait. Now you get the one. He went off to the one we used to party with. Went off to the military. Oh, gotcha. That one
starts with M. His name. I'll just fucking his say name? It. Matt.
Oh, okay.
That motherfucker. He was crazy about.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I always. Let's see. What movie was it? There was some movie that I kept on agging him on. Still for me because he's always bragging about going to the movie store at the rental place and ripping them off. I'm like, hey, why you there?
Would you have actually felt bad if he had gotten arrested while he was doing that?
No, because he's stealing shit for himself too. Okay. It's not like it was his first time. This motherfucker would go to the mall and like take like $500 fucking paintball guns.
Not saying that I would either. I was just asking if you would.
Did you get the movie?
No, I never got the movie. I'm sad in that I forgot what movie it was. I think I have it now, but I bought it.
Yeah, are you sure?
I bought it with my own money. I stole from a little baby.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
They didn't need it.
What? Now, why did the baby have the money? Was it some kind of a present?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a college fund kind of thing?
I have no fucking idea.
Like they're not gonna have a future education because people like you.
I'll give them the $5 whenever I sell it.
This cost me 60 when I got it, but you know, this $5 now with the price of gas going down. I mean, you can get a lot more out of this $5. That's like gold, right there, green gold, $5. Oh, yeah. Have you seen a lot of people at the Low Jack?
I've seen a few at work.
Yeah? Temps. I've worked with several people with the Low Jack. Like,
they're all proud of their all. I mean, I love temps.
I don't know that I've ever met anybody that was proud of the fact they had a Low Jack on.
No, they'd all be sitting around like bragging about all the times they've gone to jail and all the things that they've fucking done. It's like, fucking idiots.
I'm sure they have extremely proud parents. When everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses, they can never keep up with them because like their child is just representing for the family. You gotta keep charging those things too. Like you gotta be able to like stay near an outlet. Like I don't think they stay charged for very long.
That sucks. Get it to piss in the middle of the night, forget to unplug it. It's trips.
Like I forgot how long. It just seems like a real pain in the ass.
Oh yeah.
And if you don't charge it and it dies or whatever, then they like they'll show up at your house or wherever you're at. I don't know if you get some kind of, if that's considered a violation. I don't know the rules. I guess all that stuff changes. Maybe we should ask Martha Stewart. I'm thinking they're probably a little more lenient with her. Although it's not like she needed to go anywhere. Her house is probably like some fucking amusement park, basically. Well, you know, she just send people out to get things for her and probably, you know, quite a few acres at that place. Although, I'm willing to bet I could see Martha Stewart stealing from some store. It wouldn't be a video game store, but maybe some kind of some craft stores. Just sticking them up. I could see her with a big like Tommy gun.
I need more wicker baskets.
Yeah. And I could see Martha Stewart just yelling at him, like, fuck you, get on the ground, this is a robbery! I'm Martha fucking Stewart!
I think she'd drive her car through the front. And then jump out.
That'd be great. You know, I did find a country that I was unaware of, that there's another country out there that has 100% legal marijuana. I was completely unaware of
it. What?
There's a country that I was unaware of.
What country is this?
Well, I was gonna get to that, and well,
I wanted to hype it up a little bit.
Maybe you could guess it, but
Amsterdam.
It's not in Europe.
Mexico.
Well, I don't know what their laws are there.
Just tell me.
It's North Korea.
Oh.
They don't even classify it as a drug.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That sucks. You don't want to defect?
Dennis Robbins having some fun.
Oh, well, he can do whatever the fuck he wants when he goes there because he's hanging out with Kim Jong-un. And
oh,
he'll,
shit.
He had his uncle killed by sending a pack of starved dogs on him.
Who? Wait.
Kim Jong-un, not Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
But, like, he had his uncle killed. He fed him to, like, a pack of starving dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. They just do that.
But just think how much fun you would have with him if you could go over there on good terms.
I would not want to go party with Kim Jong-un.
So how many people have you killed today?
Like, who can we kill, Kim?
Hey, I want to murder somebody.
Like out there, that really doesn't sound like fun to me. This sounds like a very like a place I don't want to go to. They also have they've had state sponsored meth production.
What?
They're not like meth's not. Well, I don't know if that's illegal or not, but it wasn't for purpose in North Korea. They were selling it through like they had deals with the Yakuza, the Japanese mob,
no,
and stuff. They were creating meth for them. And there was like a big bust at one point involving like DEA agents and shit. And well, nice. I don't know if DEA agents were involved, but there was a sniper nicknamed Rambo that was involved. DEA, I guess, was in on the investigation, but some 49-year-old sniper.
Leave you Rambo.
American. Yeah, nickname Rambo.
I think I'd just change it after that.
Just legally change it. I'm John Rambo.
No, not that. Just Rambo.
Well, his name in the movie is John Rambo.
Well, I'm not talking about
you just want
him.
The,
I'm
well,
just talking
want...
about Rambo, the name.
So if you did change your name to just one single name, like legally, how would you, like all the documents that require that you have a first name and a last name.
X.
Do you just put Rambo?
Rambo X.
But the documents wouldn't be so much of an issue. It's the computer shit.
Yeah, yeah, because anytime you sign up for anything, it wouldn't let you do it because you have to have a first and a last name. Like, no, Rambo is my only name. That could get tricky. So I think you might want to go with John Rambo, but, you know, nobody know you as John. Just Rambo.
Yeah, but if I don't have to do that, I'd just do Ian Rambo.
Well, whatever you want. You're still just Rambo.
Why not?
I mean, I'm just saying it'd be more of a pain in the ass if you just changed it to Rambo. I think. I don't know. Maybe it'd be awesome.
It'd give me a lot more to do during my days.
Would it? That we get, by having your name Rambo would give you a lot more to do?
Well, signing paperwork. I'm sure I'd have to go through a lot of shit just to get filled out.
You probably wouldn't be allowed to get certain stuff.
Probably sure they wouldn't even allow you just to have one name for everything.
Probably not. There's probably people out there named Rambo. I'm sure people have changed their name legally to it.
I bet North Korea you can do that. I'm sure you could do like anything in North Korea the way it sounds.
Well, if you're part of the elite, then yes.
Yeah.
If you're anything other than the 1% or wherever the fuck it is, then you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
Although even though a lot of the elites are in you know, they gotta worry because like when Kim Jong-un took over, he killed like half the generals.
Nice.
Of the military, which one of them was his uncle, because he wanted to do reforms, and I guess that wasn't a good call. But it sounds like a real happening place. I wouldn't fuck with Koreans. Like, going back to the robbery thing, I think they're Korean, and
just
I wouldn't.
Because they're Korean?
Well, I mean, if they're from South, they're most likely from South Korea, which, but you gotta, they're, South Korea is always worried that, you know, North, they gotta be ready because North Korea at any time could attack them.
So
you gotta be ready, man. You gotta be ready to pistol whip some bitch.
That's, Okay.
Okay. You don't think so?
No.
You don't think South Koreans are not afraid of North Korea?
Maybe they're
You know much
afraid.
About the DMZ?
Yeah, I don't know. I just... What about the ones living in, like, you know, on the opposite side of the line?
Like, real southern North Korea?
Yeah, yeah. They're just probably farmers kicking
it. It's not that big of a country.
Well, not really, but, I mean...
I imagine, though, that they're just... I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about South Korea. But I would imagine that there is that, you know, fear... That war. I know all of North Korea's.
Do they have gun control there?
I don't know.
I mean, that would eliminate a huge thing right there.
I would think they'd all be all about having guns.
Well, you would think, but...
Because North Korea's got over 1 million people in their army.
Yeah, but they're not all the healthiest of people either.
Well, the people in the army are a lot healthier than their civilians.
Not all of them.
The army's way better off than...
Well, yeah, than the civilians, but still, there's a lot of unhealthy. I've seen videos of what they do. I mean, they pretty much feed and take care of the guys that are out in the media eyes and all the people behind the doors.
Yeah,
they don't do shit for them, hardly. Oh.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Fiener? Where?
Not much.
Talking about...
Do you think Koreans are dangerous people?
What?
Do you think Koreans are dangerous people?
Hold on a second.
Well, he's never seen one clubbing a seal.
You gotta look this up.
Alright. What?
Do you think Koreans are dangerous people?
Korea is for dangerous people?
Do you think the people that live in Korea that walk on 2 feet are dangerous people in the acts of violence?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Well, we're just having a little discussion over here.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying, I don't see, like, they're dangerous. I'm just saying that they're prepared. They're probably worried. You know, they keep themselves ready in case of the shit going down. I'm not saying that I'd be afraid that somebody from South Korea is going to attack me.
We've got more people in America that are like that than Korea.
Yeah, but we don't live right next to North Korea.
Oh, I know. I mean, there are chances of shit happening.
How much do you really?
A lot higher, but
how much do you really know about Korea?
Not that much, but
I don't fucking know. I'm looking for a pair of earphones that work properly because I can barely fucking hear you guys.
All right.
Hold on. Oh, that cocksucker took them.
No, that cocksucker.
What cocksucker?
Fuck. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to do what the fuck I got. I got to get me a fucking good pair of earphones for this shit because this is driving me fucking crazy.
All right.
Or you could just hold your phone.
Yeah, you could just not use the earphones and put the phone up to your ear.
Makes it feel like
he's
here. All right,
talk now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you better.
Can you hear me?
It's all muffled. That's the one thing.
I'm all muffled?
It's all muffled.
It's all muffled. Well.
Well, I can hear you now better.
Can you hear Muffin Man? Talk, Muffin Man.
Can you hear me now, Fiener? How are you doing?
I can hear you now.
Oh, I love you too, buddy.
Okay, what, is Scott there?
Yep.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. Okay, I can hear him now too. Good. Fucking H.
Alright,
you know.
This is the...
Fucking H?
So, dude, I've been...
fucking heroin.
Been a long fucking day at work. I told you, did you tell the boys about what happened at work?
No, I did not.
What happened?
But I figured you could tell that one.
There was an explosion at work. One of the fires exploded.
One of the fires exploded?
Fryer.
Okay, fryers. Nice.
Yeah, the night that I was on the podcast last week.
Did anybody get any bad burns on them?
Oh, dude, this kid, the fryer guy, he's fucked. His face is all fucked up. His arms is...
Lawsuit.
He's only 21 years old, too.
Was he going to sue him?
I don't know.
Well, what exactly happened?
Okay, here's what happened.
You guys putting shit into the fire?
Okay.
That you shouldn't have been.
He's never going to finish the story if you keep interrupting him.
Well, I know Scott has worked at a restaurant before, so he knows this. Okay. Usually in a restaurant, there's the fryers, the grill, and then, you know, what else? You know, whatever else.
The salad station.
And, one of the idiots decided to put a fucking can of... Well, I can't call him an idiot, but, you know, it was an accident. But he decided they used Pam on the fucking... on the grill.
Ah, so you got a can of compressed air.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's an idiot.
He sets it right by the fryer. Okay, I saw the video and everything. It's
that would be
up,
an idiot.
Yeah, well, the fryer guy... He didn't know he did this. He knocks the fucking can of Pam into the fryer.
Nice.
2 seconds later, it exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. And the dude, his whole face, his arms, he's fucked, dude. He doesn't even look like the same person anymore.
Well,
yeah.
I would imagine.
That's it was really, really fucking bad. And... It's funny though because I'm usually the one that has to go back and get like the bus tub full of skillets and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm so leery about going back there now. Yeah. Every time I go back there, I always look to my left and be like, where the fuck is the Pam? Where's oh, it's right there. Good. I'm out. Getting the fuck out of here.
Oh man. That I don't know if you can really sue over that. I mean, that is
well,
if he did
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
that's...
He could.
Well,
wait.
The kid, the fryer boy, he didn't put that there. It was somebody else, correct?
Yes, somebody else put that there, and somebody else.
So,
knocked
still,
it
that
in.
Kid that got burned could probably sue.
Oh no! The kid that got burned really bad. He wasn't even. He was walking past. Like,
oh,
he,
really?
He's a fryer guy. But he was doing something down the line. He was coming back to get. He was going down the line to get something. Came back, and when he came back, boom, right in his face.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that
I thought it was the same person that had put it there. It was...
Oh, no. The grill guy put the can of Pam by the fryer, okay?
Well, what the fuck? The grill guy is supposed to have the most knowledge. I mean, the grill guy is like the head guy of the
I've
kitchen.
I've worked at several restaurants, too. I don't recall ever using Pam.
What the fuck are you using Pam
or anything with compressed air?
Well,
I'm saying butter
Pam,
or
the
something like
understand that. It's basically butter spray.
I know what Pam is, but I'm saying I don't recall ever using anything in a compressed air can near a fucking fryer or grill or anything.
Let's
like
make
that.
Sure not to give out
the
name of this place,
Neil.
Like, there's no need for it.
Oh my god, I've never even fucking this whole situation pisses me off because like 2 days later, fucking OSHA shows up.
Nice.
And the fucking health inspectors show up, and it was just a fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah. Did they find a bunch more shit when they?
You need to bring in that one show.
Well, no, the owner, we all had like a safety meeting and all this shit, and the owner's like, he's paying for the kids, he's paying for the kids' hospital bills, he's paying for his, like, you know, to like try to look normal again, which is cool on his part, you know,
that's gotta be
this
a
guy,
lot.
You know, and he's
a lot of plastic surgery.
This is the best restaurant I've ever worked at, and he's the best owner that I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
You know, he was freaking the fuck out. He was like in tears when we were having this meeting and shit. He's like, I don't know how this kid's gonna look, but I'm gonna spend all the money I can to make him look better.
I cut the tip.
I've never heard that come out of anybody's fucking out of any owner's mouth in the existence of me working in the kitchen before.
Yeah.
You know.
That was slicing.
And he's just not doing it to fucking cover his own ass. Well, it kind of is, but he's doing this because he feels bad for the kid. You know, fuck.
Yeah, that had to be pretty brutal. So you weren't there that night?
Here, KMOV.com, okay?
We don't have internet here.
Illinois, and there's an actual... video clip of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucked up, man. Very fucked up. Oh, and then everybody and their brothers calling me that night, either asking me if I was okay or if I was the one that started the fucking fire.
I would have asked you if you started it, probably.
I can see
that. Are you burned alive, Fiend, or were you trying to burn the place down? I even told people, I was like, dude, if I wanted to do it, if it was me, that place would have burned to the fucking ground.
You're saying you're a professional.
You're a good fire starter? You know how to start some good fires?
I'm not an arson. I'm just a drunk at work. Come on. booze and fires don't mix. But yeah, dude, it was fucked up, man.
Well, you missed a story we told before you called us up, that there was a video game store in Washington, Missouri, that was robbed by a couple. There was a female that actually took a gun into the place, and there's this married couple that runs the store. I believe they're Korean, as we've gotten into. I don't
vicious
know that for
people,
sure.
Watch out.
I didn't say they were vicious. I didn't say that, but I'm saying that they probably know how to handle themselves because they're a little bit worried that war might break out.
Damn it, Josh. There goes our fucking Korean listeners. Good man.
Why? I never said they're vicious. I'm like, so I say that they can handle themselves and I wouldn't fuck with a Korean. That means like, you are very racist against Korea. What does that mean?
That's why you asked if Koreans were fucking violent people.
Yeah, which I never said they were violent. Well, North Koreans are very violent.
All right. So these people go into a store with a gun. What happened?
Well, these Asian couple. This girl, she's a 21-year-old girl, pulls this gun out, and the owner pistol whipped her. He concealed a weapon and pulled it out and just hit her over the head with it, and she lost her gun. And then the wife grabbed the robber by the hair and ripped some of her hair out, and also cut her hand. The wife got her hand cut. She was holding the hair so hard when she ripped it out of the girl's hair. And then the long story short, she got caught because her boyfriend or whatever got caught because he was wearing a LoJack. Like, he had actually gone into the store before she robbed it to sell some used video games while wearing a LoJack, and the police identified him because they knew what he looked like and everything, and so they followed the data from his LoJack, and then they just caught him like that because he's a fucking moron.
Nice.
Exactly. Again, what is a LoJack?
Ankle bracelet. You know, people on house arrest, they have the bracelet on their ankle.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
This idiot was dumb enough to fucking do that?
Yeah. He was that dumb.
Oh, my fucking God. Fucking people. I swear to fucking God. See? Okay, the topic of the night is dumb fucking people. There you go.
Yeah. That's pretty much every night, though.
He's probably smoking crack in the backseat with a married woman.
Fucking fryer, fucking... A fucking LoJack, fucking, oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious? No, I'm going to go on the tangent here.
Yeah, that one was on KSDK. We saw that story on there.
Oh, that was on News Channel 5? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's a pretty good story. I mean, you don't get... Well, how can you pass up on that story? Like, that's great. I wish there was video of it. Of him,
no video?
No, there's no video. I'd love to see a video of him pistol whipping this girl. And the family's like super nice too, that like run the store.
Well, the thing, I mean, I can't believe the girl actually got back up and took off running.
You're not going to get much money unless you steal the actual like video game systems and stuff and sell them. You're not going to get like cash out of that place. Maybe a couple $100.
Yeah, they do store credit, right?
I don't know. I think they might give you cash for used games. I don't know.
No, what they do now is they if you bring
well, this isn't GameStop.
In,
this is not GameStop,
wrong, but they. They usually just give you store credit.
Well, it depends on
what
you're going to.
What they do is they give you get more money for store credit, but if you want cash, you get less.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works.
I get it.
But, Either way, you're not going to get much money out of this place. They must. I doubt they carry much, like over a grand, if that.
Yeah. Oh, guess what happened to me today? I didn't fuck a crack or anything. Okay. I won $100 on a scratch off.
Nice. Congratulations.
How much I know, that's the first time I've ever, the only time I've ever won anything from a scratch
off. How much do you got left from it?
A free ticket or $2. I was just I actually had to, have the fucking cashier, explain this to me.
So how much money do you have left?
And I was like, oh, just give it to me. See, after I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to go up to the bar for a little bit.
You got to spend that $100.
do you still have the full $100?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not taking it all with me.
Wow.
I'm not taking it all with me.
So $95?
I'm actually saving up to buy a new computer.
Oh, yeah? What kind of computer are you going to rock out here?
Well, my old one died. That's why I've been... everybody's like, you got a computer in your hand. Like, no, I don't. It's a fucking phone. Well, it kind of is a computer, I guess you could say. I like to, lay in bed and watch my shows on
porn?
My computer.
Dude, I watch the phone
is a lot better.
No. I just realized what I said. It's not
like that. Do you turn the computer on its side so when you lay down?
Yeah, well, no. I'm not going to fucking pig fucking sites or anything like that.
You're
I
not?
Did get an invite. I didn't go.
Oh,
I,
you know, got an invite to a pig farm? To a pig brothel?
Yeah, so I got my invite, 2 weeks later?
I haven't got any feedback on pig brothels, and I forgot to message my cousin about that, because...
Hey, explain this to me. What the fuck's going on in Paris?
You don't know what's going on in Paris? There was a cartoonist.
I've worked so much, and I don't like watching the news because it's all fake all fucking dramatized.
It's all
anyway.
Fake. Well, then, if it's fake, then obviously it must be a fake story, then.
Well, about the terrorist shit.
Will you believe a story if they say it's terrorists?
You know what? Yeah. Always, Jesus Christ.
But you'll trust me, telling you what I know from reading from the news. watching the news.
Yeah, so what happened? What's going on?
I mean, I am not a expert on this, but from what I understand, there was a newspaper that did satirical cartoons, Charlie Hebdo, what it's called. There were 12 people there that were murdered by people from the Islamic State group. When these people were French, they were, I guess... part of a sleeper cell. There was 3 of them that they know, as far as I know. There could be more than that that were involved in doing this, but that satirical newspaper, they were known for putting out images of the Prophet Muhammad, who's not supposed to be drawn at all or anything, and they've got pictures of him making out with
this
dudes
shit
and
again.
Stuff.
This shit all over again.
Yeah.
When this happened, 10 years ago, this guy made a comic or something like that about and put his face on there, and everybody flipped the fuck out about it.
Well,
sure.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the Danish cartoonists, but this, I mean, you know, no, they didn't go and murder 12 people by the newspaper over that.
Well, yeah. Oh, so they walked in there and just started shooting fucking people?
Yeah, they killed 12 people. Just at the newspaper. Yeah, just at the newspaper, and then they...
What, the cartoonists?
Yeah. It's funny.
I'm sorry, I'm not
that's
laughing.
Great.
I'm just I'm laughing at the fact that these fuckers, they got nothing better else to do nowadays but to go in there and start shooting cartoonists. You know, that's like if somebody
that's
came
like
in
going
and
killing some podcasters.
What?
I said that's like going into a room of podcasters and killing them because they said some shit.
Oh yeah. Well, you guys
we're
be
fucking
dead.
Dead.
You know what the funny thing about it is? You guys would be dead, not just hang up the phone.
Yeah, talk about the mission of the Muffin Man Army.
Yeah.
You guys would get killed, I'd hang up the phone, I'd have a story to tell tomorrow at work. Like, I was on the podcast, and, oh, shit.
So your bad luck is what you're saying. We should stop talking to you because we could get killed.
Oh yeah, I would. I don't wish anything bad about you boys. I love you boys. So I guess your brother's still MIA, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
But
I've seen him on the slap box.
Yeah. Facebook, I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure I could go find him if I wanted to, but you know, he's not.
Oh, I could find him if I wanted to. It's just the fact that I don't want to. I'm kind of pissed off at him right now. But we're not going to get on that on the fucking air.
All right.
That's a whole story. That's a whole story that I would tell to you guys if I wasn't even on. I shouldn't even be saying this right now.
Then quit talking.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to because you just keep talking. It's just...
I shouldn't even be saying this right now. I want to tell, dude, every ounce of me is not telling the fucking story right now, but if I do, our friendship's over.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's fucking bad.
All right. Just
well. He fucked up. No, he fucked up beyond fucking, like, coming back this is from anything. Make a
Well, you might as well just tell us.
Yeah, at this rate, you're just...
Oh, my God. All right, fuck it. I'll tell the goddamn story.
It's probably best
no,
that you did.
No, fuck it. No. You know what? At this point, I really don't give a shit anymore. All right, I'm just going to tell the fucking story. And now all hell is breaking loose, and he's fucking on the fucking lam.
All right, I guess that kind of solves that mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's the mystery solved. Fuck it.
I had already kind of heard details, but not...
Well, I think I kind of hinted it to you when we were talking that one night.
No,
I
had heard
I didn't go
from
into, like, detail.
Other sources.
Other sources. Sorry. Yeah, but anyway, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't figure I'd bring
He's
any
probably,
of that
dude,
up.
I'm gonna get a phone call from him tomorrow. What the fuck? Like, yeah, motherfucker, now the whole world knows. Have fun.
I don't know anything about that.
Sorry, he's your brother. I shouldn't be talking shit, but he really pissed me off. He just, oh my God. He pissed me off so fucking bad.
Evidently.
Well, no, he helped me out through my fucking with my breakup.
All right, Fiender, this isn't a therapy session.
I'm on a, you know what, I'm gonna shut up. I'm on a tangent. I'm just gonna shut up right here.
Dr. Fiend. Solving
God,
all the world's problems.
Is there any way you can, like, cut this out? You're not going to, are you?
I don't know. I might. I don't know. I guess we'll see how I feel tomorrow.
You're just fucked.
Oh, no. Fuck it. I just said it to the... I just... You know what? Fuck it. Keep it. Just
it.
Do not delete anything out of it. I know he's your friend. I know he's your brother.
His friend.
You know, and all this shit, but fuck it, man. He's fucking, dude.
I don't know any of the hard details. I don't know. I don't really want to
know.
I don't really want to know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to know. That's why I haven't asked.
Well, guess what? It's out there now. Fuck it. Just leave it on there. Fuck it. God damn it.
Yeah, I believe in the old school military possible the stance, you know, don't ask, don't tell. I just
don't ask, don't, yeah, exactly.
Makes
well,
me feel
I asked you, you said you don't know, and then I just went on a tangent about it for a minute. So basically, I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. All right, now just became really awkward. So what's going on with France again?
People are getting killed.
People are getting killed. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie Tusk?
I know of it. I haven't watched it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You got to see that movie.
Why is that?
Well, it's about a guy who does a podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
And he goes to this guy's house. It's in Canada. Like, he lives in, like, New York or something like that. And he goes up to Canada to do this podcast. Well. I'm not going to get into detail about it, but he goes, like...
I found that hard to believe.
He was going to go to this fucking one podcast, but it failed. So he goes to this... He's in this bar, and he sees this thing on the wall that says, you know, I tell stories and shit. You know, you want to hear my stories, come and, you know, contact me. So he contacts this guy. He goes to his house, and the guy drugs him, and... That gets fucked up after that.
Yeah, because, you know, tell us any more, that pretty much.
I already tuned out. I might have seen that. I'm not sure. I don't know. I saw one movie involving radio where it was something over the radio turned people into zombies or something, but then there's like all these people, the zombie horde comes in and attacks them at the radio station. It was actually interesting. I can't remember. It was something I watched on Netflix.
Radio zombie
remember.
Horde?
No, that wasn't it.
That's what I'm calling it.
Radio zombie porn.
Horde.
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 Oh, I thought you said porn. Oh my God,
I thought there were some zombie porn movies. I haven't seen any zombie porn movies, but I'm sure there is. Are you looking it up? That's good.
He grabbed his phone awful fast there.
Look it up for some zombie porn. That'll be good stuff. That's all Walking Dead style.
You know what? I bet you there is.
Yeah, it's porn. They've got everything.
Yeah, there's everything. I could go to X-Hamster
except
porn
for
right now
gay midget porn. There is no gay midget porn out there. We can't find it.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I've yet to see. You find it, you show me. I haven't seen man-on-man gay midget porn.
What? I had a video.
Hold on a second. Let me grab my laptop.
Oh, shit.
It's got to be on here somewhere.
I've searched it a lot, and I can't find it.
I swear to God, it's on here
a friend
somewhere.
Of the show,
it's
Danny, who hasn't been on in, probably a couple of years now, but he likes the taste of sausage, as it is, and he always wanted to find the gay midget porn and couldn't find it, and since then it's been the... unable to find it. It's been a mystery. I'm sure there's been two guys midgets that have gotten it on. I don't know that there was a video camera around, but I mean, we're talking about like minority of a minority.
I think he found one.
Did you find one?
Hold on, keep talking.
Muffin Man may have found one.
He's
here.
He's laughing.
Oh, you think? Yeah, here it is. Pornhub.com. Gay midget porn.
That's not gay midget porn, though. This is...
No.
Well, I'm talking about what Muffin Man pulled up here. Oh, it's Evil Dead style. What's going on here? Oh, this is zombie porn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's all Evil Dead. This looks good, actually.
Ew, the quality of it.
You found it? Two dudes fucking each other? The midgets?
Hold on.
All right, what's today's date?
The 10th.
All right, my dad is about ready to renew.
This is awesome.
Like,
man, they spent some money on this porn. I mean, this looks like just like the set of Evil Dead 2. I mean, they... Some good quality.
No, then they got the talking deer.
It's funny to me that porn companies still do like the actual movies. Like, what's the point at that point? Like,
just coming back.
Why not have the sex?
I am not going to sit there and watch a fucking midget jerk off. There's no fucking way in hell.
Why not?
Zombie's got tattoos.
You have to watch it to make sure that it's actually some gay scenes in there for us.
Midgets creep me out, dude. They're like munchkins. I'm like, what the fuck is a munchkin doing on the internet fucking himself for?
Yeah, this is, haven't watched porn on the podcast in a while. This is a little weird.
She's getting her vagina out. She's going to sit on
and
the dick now.
Not watching the porn weird. It's just this porn's a little weird. It's all Evil Dead, and then there's, I don't know, these three chicks fucking the Ash character. And they seem to be some dirty girls. I mean, they're all tatted up, and they look kind of like zombies. They're cut up in the face and stuff, like demonic looking. It's a little weird. It's a little weird, but... I don't recall ever getting a hard on watching Evil Dead. Yeah. This is great audio. Is this? We're just watching porn now. All right. Nah, just turn the sound off. All right,
this is getting really fucking weird.
Oh, I don't care about watching the porn. It's just that all this podcast is just, you're just going to hear people having sex is what this is turning into.
First time we've done it.
I just, hey.
Well, I don't care. You can keep playing. Just turn the sound down, man.
No, I'm good. Oh, is Muffin Man having his little moment there?
Yeah, we were watching porn in here. And,
oh, that's fine. Go ahead. You know, do what you guys do. You know, fuck it.
We will. It's a shame you won't partake.
Well, yeah, hey.
All the way over there. You won't go down that alley, huh?
No, down that road.
Oh, I take sorry. That back. My bad.
Down that fucking down that Hershey Highway, as they call it. Hey.
You do. Oh. So you go down that other road, but not that one, huh? Not the highway.
You know what?
Depends on how much crack's involved.
Oh.
Oh, touche.
Yes. So,
Just for all the listeners out there, I have not done that since that night. So there you go.
Yeah,
crack or crack whores
with syndrome. Well, or what'd you have?
MS.
MS. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta make sure you put the MS in there.
No comment.
What'd you say?
I said
nothing.
You haven't done crack whores since that night, or crack?
Both.
Oh,
what about a girl
cold turkey?
With MS?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found another, honey?
Have you found another girl with MS?
In a wheelchair?
Wheelchair? No. Jesus, man.
I had an awful conversation.
Everybody that has listened to that podcast will not let me live that one down.
Well, how could they? Yeah. How could they let you live that down?
You kind of set yourself up for that one, buddy.
I know. What's wrong, buddy?
Come here. I had an awful conversation with Tony, my roommate, a week or 2 weeks ago. Like,
Kelly?
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You talked to Kelly?
Who?
What the fuck are you?
My roommate, Tony. How did you get...
Oh, Tony. I thought you said your brother's roommate, Kelly.
No, I didn't even say my brother...
Are you at the bar spending that $100 right now?
I can barely hear you guys right now.
But anyway, we're having a conversation, and I was talking about one of the victims of the Boston Marathon, which this has already sounded bad. But actually, it's a big story that there was this girl, she's like 27, really attractive, but she her leg got all fucked up, and she just recently decided to amputate the leg. And she's going to get, I guess, the thing that, the South African guy, Pistorius, that had the, he was an amputee. I guess she's going to get, like, one of his, the prosthetics, like, he had for running on, and she's going to run the Boston Marathon
again. Oh, the fucking,
again.
Like, the portal leg. I call it the portal leg.
The portal leg?
Have you guys played Portal?
Oh, Portal. Okay.
Portal leg. Yeah, the portal leg. Yeah, that's the leg. Yeah, basically. I know what you mean. The fucking the hippity hop. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like a spring type thing. It's like a
from South Park.
It's like
the hippity hop.
But, every time I hear hippity hop, I think of them bouncing on the balls.
Bouncing on the balls. Anyway, no, not like that. It's like one of those blades that like legs. I don't know how to. Anyway. What I was getting to, what made the conversation horrible, is the fact that I was talking about how hot she is, and like that's, you know, that wasn't the awful part. I was attracted to her, but and then I was like, somewhere along the lines, I said, "Oh, like, oh yeah, I'd still get with a girl that if she was still kept fit and everything, I wouldn't want to get with somebody like." I wouldn't want to be with a handicapped person that was completely down on themselves the whole time, and, you know, like, that would be awful. But if they were still outgoing and, like she's still, like, wanting to, like, run a marathon and everything, I'm like, oh, yeah. But then, like, that's not so bad, me thinking that, you know. But maybe it's bad, like, oh, I don't want to be with a handicapped person. But I, you know, said I'd be with a handicapped person. But this is where it gets real fucked up, the conversation.
Oh, no.
I'm going, like, I was like, actually... you know, that might be good, because if, like, the way, like, she's missing the leg, that could make things interesting, because sex, if you think about it, it's all about angles. And if, you know, you're into the Kama Sutra.
Say something.
I was thinking the same thing. One less leg,
a lot of more positions.
But my brain went to, it was like, afterwards, just like, you know, it's awful, this girl, you know, like, feel bad for her. And then I'm just thinking, you know what, actually, I'm like thinking, like, this isn't too bad. And I'm thinking, like, because that could find that magical angle if there's not a leg there. And
find one with no legs. That way she can just spin.
Exactly. Just nubs.
Find the perfect.
You know what?
Find
Josh,
the nubs.
In a way, you know what? You're right. I just thought about this. Yeah. You got the stub on one side. You got the full leg on the other.
I've never seen anything in the Kama Sutra about this, but, I mean, I know that it's all about the angles, and I've experienced it. You know, if you just move the leg in the right way, you go a different angle, it's a totally different experience. So if you're missing a leg or two, I imagine it would add a lot more to it.
Missing a leg or two, he says. Oh, Lord. So technically, wait a minute. You said you've done this with experience?
No, I haven't been with a handicapper. There's anybody that was missing any limbs. But I'm saying with having sex, like just changing the angle, like, you know, moving her leg or going from this side or whatever, you know, it makes a huge difference. I mean, if you follow the Kama Sutra. And but India, I'm sad to say that I've never seen. I mean, I'm not an expert at the Kama Sutra. I've read a little bit into it, but I never saw anything about amputees. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make that big of a difference, but it could. And then I was like, oh fuck, maybe I shouldn't think about this because that now I'm gonna have like this unhealthy curiosity about having sex with a woman.
Fucking wow.
That's like, that seemed wrong.
You know,
and then I'm just imagining myself like hanging out at like a marathon waiting for the disabled people to come through. I'm just like, this is wrong. It's like, I have to think. I was like, no, I can't be thinking like this. Like, this is really fucked up.
He's about to volunteer at the Special Olympics.
There you go. You know.
It could very well. I mean, that could be a real benefit. Not that I'm, you know, encouraging anybody to lose a limb or anything like that, but if you already have lost a limb, I mean, that could be one benefit.
Wait a minute, though. I just figured this out. The reason why you want to fuck this girl is because she's getting a prosthetic that is like a running prosthetic, right?
No.
He
it's the fact
fuck her
without the leg
has
there.
One leg.
It's because of the angles that you can get in there. She's married and everything.
Oh,
and got,
oh,
I believe,
oh,
has kids.
But there's no angle about it. If you're fucking a girl, you're fucking a girl. If she doesn't have a leg, she doesn't have a fucking leg.
Yeah, it's one less thing to get in the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can.
You don't have a leg in one area, so you can use that area to fuck her.
You know, it's very different. Like, if you're okay. Okay,
oh,
Fiener.
I understand. Okay, it's something. It's less. It's something less in the way, basically.
When you're having sex, okay, regardless of the crack whore or not, if you you've moved a leg or whatever, and it's different, right? Like you've gone, like say, missionary, or just lifted her legs up, and you get that different angle.
Especially if they have MS, and you actually have to physically move it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
But
it's like something
that's
less,
different,
you know?
Angles. That's different angles. If you don't have a leg there, then you can get a new angle in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever fucked a vagina sideways? That's a totally different angle. You fucked a vagina sideways.
Yes.
Without, she didn't have a leg. You got in.
Oh, no! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very tired from work today. I'm still hungover from last night. Yeah, I understand what you mean now. No, I've never done that before.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not that great.
It just depends on how flexible they are. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could if she was.
If they're capable of doing the splits, yes. And it,
why don't you
it's
go on?
Nice.
Why don't you go on plentyoffish.com and look up amputees. There you go.
I don't think that's a. I don't know that there's a dating site or part in there for that. But, well, I mean, it's not that I really, I mean, it's just a thought. It was just that I was afraid that I don't currently have that. Like, I'm not really like, ooh, I need to have sex with a woman that's missing a leg at the moment.
The way,
but if I
the
think
way
about
that you're talking
but
about
I'm
it,
afraid
though, Josh, you're kind of wanting to do it.
I'm going to find out when they're doing therapy sessions at the hospital. We're going to take a trip, Josh.
Oh, shit.
It's all about the angles, man.
What the who?
You know, they got a bunch of shit for them to climb on, so that'll give you more opportunities.
Oh, Lord.
They probably got a swing
Jesus
in there.
Christ.
Hey, you know, it'd probably bring them a lot of joy to
you
find out
get,
that somebody
like,
would like to have
big
sex
bathtubs
with them.
That,
well,
you know
what, Josh? You go out there and you give some amputee a fucking, you give her a joyful experience, all right?
I didn't say I was going
and the next,
to. I mean,
and the
just,
next podcast, you fucking better talk about it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I'd be a gentleman about it.
Oh, you would? Wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No. The first thing you would talk about is, where's Fiener at? We need to talk about this fucking little wimpy bitch.
No, no, no. I wouldn't do that. I would not mention
Lord.
That.
You're a go-getter. Get her.
I'm a go-getter.
Yeah, I love you. What?
I just...
podcast over already? God damn it.
What? You want it to be over?
No, I don't want it to be over. It's only like, what, 20 minutes in?
No, we're over an hour in.
Really?
We started a little bit before 6, actually, but...
Oh, you lied to me.
It's 6:55 now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I gotta go to the bar.
We started like 5 minutes before 6, man.
I know. Fine. You know what? You would be fucked up if I actually came on the next podcast and was like, guess what happened? Yep, she had a fake leg.
Like, yeah.
She was smoking crack.
The reality of it is, I'm not going to fuck anybody. I've put this in your head now. Now you're going to go... You're going to go have sex with somebody missing a leg.
No, I'm not. I would not do that just for the
sex. Why? Because it's all, like, what's wrong with that?
No,
if
no,
it's
no,
consensual
no, no,
sex?
No, you know what? If somebody's, like, losing a limb or something like that, that's you know, what happened to them, that's fine. You know, if you like somebody, you like somebody, you know, go for it, you know. But I wouldn't, like... I honestly wouldn't, like, actually go out and look for an amputee. Get her drunk, fuck her, and then come on the podcast and be like,
I didn't say you needed to pull a Bill Cosby on her. I'm not saying you need to give her the Spanish fly and then pull a Dr. Huxtable, but...
Dr. Huxtable! <The pudding pops. laughs> No,
you don't need to give her the Jello Jigglers. You just
no, dude. I wouldn't do
purely
that.
Consensual.
That, that's fucked up because the person's already got that thing. You know that I can't think of the word you know that
handicap
on their mind about the fucking you know I don't have a leg or something like that and they'd probably blow their fucking brains out.
Why, you
like
having
here,
sex
listen,
with them would make them want
to
kill themselves? How bad what? Is having sex with you?
do they all
that.
Cry
I,
when
I
you're done? Like,
I
don't know about you, but
go out and find an amputee and
even when
I the
had sex that wasn't all like great sex, it was still sex, and that was great. Like... I don't know. It, all right.
You know what, though? If it was the best sex of my life, yeah, I probably would get on a podcast and be like, guess what,
you're
boy?
Talking like you're going to rape someone or something like that.
No,
I'm not saying like...
I'm not
like,
talking about that.
Or that you're going to convince them that you're in love with them and then...
No. Well, yeah, you know what? If I fell in love with them, I wouldn't get on the podcast and talk about it. But if it was just like a one-night stand,
I doubt
I'd be like,
that.
You know what? Fuck it.
You're pretty easy to get information out of, Fiener.
So why would they want to kill themselves after fucking you then?
Well, no, I'm just saying. No, it's like, they're like, okay, if I went out and found a girl that didn't have any limb, like, have any limbs, I'm just saying, like, lost a limb.
Yeah.
And I fucked her. Just out of spite, just to come on the
out
podcast
of spite.
And talk about it.
I wouldn't say...
And just to be a dick, you know, well, after you fuck her, be like, you know, hand her one of the podcast cards, she listens to the fucking podcast that week and then blows her brains out because I never, talking about her on the podcast.
I never had the idea of fucking someone to do it just to talk about it on the podcast. I was just strictly wanting to do it because that, or not really wanting, I was just curious to, about doing it just to see what the angle, just the feeling, just the feeling of it.
Well, then go for it. What, the feeling wouldn't be different.
What, you get different angles. We're just talking about this. The angles. The angles are, it's all about the angles.
I know. Oh, trust me. I know it's all about the angle.
Clearly you don't.
The more you know. Yeah, the rainbow goes across the screen. Yeah, the more you know. We get it. But it's, you know what, Josh? Do it. Find you a fucking amputee and fuck her.
Well, when you say fucker, I mean, I'll just give her a good time.
You know what? That's everybody's assignment for the next week.
The next week? I never said I was going to actually fuck somebody. Period.
I know. I'm just fucking. I'm just, hey, I'm on the pod. I'm just fucking around. I'm just fucking around.
All right. I'm just saying.
I'm just shooting the shit.
It'd be a lot different. It'd be.
Yeah, it would be.
It would add some new angles.
Mm-hmm.
New angles are always interesting.
I would honestly say I'm not like this when I'm not on the podcast, but I'd be a complete utter liar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just a heartless bastard.
Good times, though. Oh, good times.
Here's another fucking story.
Are you sure you want to tell it?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to tell it. I don't want to tell it. Okay. Yet, I don't want to tell it until it's all said and done.
Just put it back and seal it up.
Put it in the vault.
Exactly. There you go.
Baby. I don't know that Fina knows how to do that.
No, I don't, actually.
I didn't think so, man.
if anybody's listening to the podcast, I don't have a fucking a shut-off switch. I just say whatever comes out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's on my mind, it comes out of my fucking mouth. And that's the one thing that I get in trouble for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of people, I got, like, a lot of people will... Not anybody from work, because I don't want to lose my job. I got a lot of people listening to the podcast now.
That's probably good that after we had the discussion tonight about, well, they didn't get too bad about the...
Oh, dude, the whole fire incident, yeah. I would have gotten booted out the fucking door.
Especially since KMOV has it listed, they don't know what the malfunction was with the fryer.
Oh, yeah?
They didn't even list the fact that there was an aerosol can involved.
Well, we didn't actually say the name of the place, which is good.
No,
KMOV
I
does.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, KMOV does, though, so I'm not going to post... I'm not going to link that video.
Though? Here. Here's something that I've kept a secret this entire time since I've worked there. Nobody knows me as Fina. Everybody knows me as Jeff.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, so he just told them.
Well, no, but they don't listen to this podcast. Anybody saying
nobody
work,
there
they
listens.
Don't.
I will not tell anybody.
That's for the best.
Yeah, I learned my lesson with that too.
I'm not that fucking stupid. God,
I had two different girls that I was messing around with, both listening.
I may be a drunk, but I'm not a retard.
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you're not into loving amputees.
I'm just saying, no. See, you're getting me all the fucking things.
Everybody deserves love, Fiener.
What?
Everybody deserves love, Fiener.
Oh, this. Don't even get me started with that fucking thing. That's the story. That's the story for
Captain.
Next week.
Yeah, we're good to go here. We're gonna wrap this thing up.
Come on! I just got started.
You just got started. You called like 6:15 or 6:20.
Yeah, you haven't shut up since then.
It's been almost an hour.
All right, guys. I'll. You know what? I gotta get out of here anyway. I gotta take a shower and go up to the bar.
All right, have fun there. And
I will not fuck any crack whores or amputees.
But if you do meet an amputee, just, and things do happen.
What, send her your way?
No, but I was going to say.
Take one for the team.
Let me know. Just let me know. You don't have to do it on the podcast. I'm just curious if that angle really did a lot for you.
I'll send you a video.
Oh, damn. I don't think I want to see that video.
What?
I don't know that I want to see that video.
I don't want... You know what? I wouldn't send you a video anyway because my dad would be all fucked up.
All right, well...
All right, guys. You have a good night. I'll talk to you next week.
You too there, Feeder.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.
Bye.
And on that note, it's all, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the angles. I feel like maybe we should have like a final thought, like a Jerry Springer-esque, maybe at the end of the show, and just like kind of like put a morality to the end of each show.
Well, all this talk about, you know, handicap has just made me thought about your ending quote.
My ending quote with the "it's all about the angles."
No, the handicap.
Oh, how? Oh, my sign ending, off.
Yes, yeah. Your sign off. So yeah, it kind of ties it all in together.
It does kind of. It does tie in with the my sign off. But all right. Well, as always, that's a good new wheelchair, not a trash can.